one thing you and I will never accomplish in our lives is this. We will never win the approval of everyone. There's always going to be those yahoos out there throwing tomatoes, right?
I know that's right.
But oh, how we try showing only our best side, trying to convince folks to like us or at least think that we've got it somewhat all together. We dress the part, we say nice things, we fit in where we think we should, and we don't stand out like a sore thumb. Listen, don't make what others think of you be any of your business. You were not created to please others. You were created to be uniquely you. No one in this world has your fingerprint pattern, or your eyes, or your hair. Nobody. So here's what I want you to remember. You will never impact your world by trying to be like someone else. Find your value in who you are in the eyes of your maker, not who you are in the eyes of others. I tell you what's impossible. You ready? It's impossible to keep up with impressing others and pleasing others. Here's what is possible: to keep being authentic, to remove that mask and allow the world to see the real you. Now here's the benefit. Folks will like you. Yeah, how about that? Tell you what, we are wildly attracted to people's real side. In a way, your power is your vulnerability. Show a tear, show your fear, show your humility. Be wrong, be humbled, be sad, and then watch what happens. Watch the people in your world become more in love with you. Yep, that's right. Why? Because they can relate with you. Oh sure, some people may not like the real you. Remember this, when you show your weakness, those who care, they don't matter. And those who matter won't care. Concern yourself less with trying to be the image others want you to be and more concerned with the image you were created to be. That's God's image. That's quite an image. Be real. Be authentic. Be you, my friend. It looks darn good on you. Hey, this is Rob, and this is Love and Encouragement from my family viewers.